From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. DNA is coming into play in a death row case. The state Supreme Court is throwing out the conviction against Paul Hildwin after new DNA evidence raised questions whether he had murdered a woman nearly 30 years ago. That was September 1985. She'd been strangled with a T-shirt. New tests show that the DNA actually belonged to Cox's boyfriend. It occurs to me that one does not often get to say the words group of death, but today I do, and so I will, and in a good way. The United States men's soccer team has advanced out of the World Cup's so-called group of death. Despite losing to Germany 0-1, the U.S. finished second overall in one of the most competitive groups and now goes on to single elimination rounds of 16 teams. We found 16-year-old Matt Coscarella. He's in town with his family going on a cruise, and they were at the downtown Omni Bar and Restaurant, Bikes. He says he's never watched a game this closely.
Well, I think the U.S. team is better, so that may be part of it, and that I'm just older. So,
the U.S. plays next Tuesday against either Algeria or Belgium. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Peter.